This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy, the podcast where we explore the universal principles in support of practice. I'm Judy, a clinical social worker and trauma therapist who integrates manifestation therapy into my own practice. Today, we're going to dive into the transformative power of Ho'oponopono and the profound impact of forgiveness, both for others and ourselves. Forgiveness is often misunderstood. It's not about saying what you did is okay, or telling someone, including ourselves, that what happened is going to be forgotten or could be ignored if it continues to happen or comes again. It's never about forgetting the past errors or pains. It's rather about releasing other people's mistakes or our own so that we can be free of the attached negative emotions, including anger, resentment, bitterness, or sadness. They layer onto us, and forgiveness is a conscious and deliberate decision to release those negative feelings and the burden of the messaging attached to those that we carry in our attitudes, mental capacities, and bodies. Forgiveness can be seen as an act of self-compassion. By choosing to forgive, we prioritize our emotional and mental well-being over holding onto the pain and grudges. This process aligns with the universal principle of divine oneness, recognizing that we are all connected, and healing ourselves contributes to the collective healing. Forgiveness offers numerous benefits for our mental, emotional, and our physical health. Forgiving others and ourselves can lift a significant emotional weight off our shoulders. It makes us feel lighter, happier, find more gratitude, and it mends broken relationships and improves communication and trust. Forgiveness fosters empathy and understanding and allows for a deeper connection with others. If we are forgiving ourselves, it will support self-esteem, self-confidence, and our ability to move forward with new healthy patterns, behaviors, and beliefs. Forgiveness gives us the power and the room for positive self-image. Holding on to grudges can cloud our thoughts and affect our decision-making. Forgiveness actually clears the mental clutter and enhances our focus and cognitive functioning. There are even studies that have shown that forgiveness can lead to lower blood pressure, reduced stress, and stronger immune systems. Letting go of anger and resentment promotes overall physical well-being. Sometimes it's useful to have our clients imagine someone that hasn't forgave and holds that resentment, and how are they doing physically? Self-forgiveness is an essential aspect of the forgiveness process. Often, we are our harshest critics. holding ourselves to impossible standards and carrying guilt and shame for the past actions we have taken. Self-forgiveness involves acknowledging our mistakes, taking responsibility, and then choosing to let go of all that self-judgment. This process aligns with the law of correspondence, which states that our outer world reflects our inner state. By practicing self-forgiveness, we create a more compassionate and accepting inner environment, which in turn enhances our interactions with the world. Forgiveness is always a journey, and there are practical steps that we can take to cultivate it into our own lives. We can acknowledge the pain by recognizing and accepting the hurt and pain that we feel or have caused. It's important to validate our emotions before we can let them go. Supporting our client through this acknowledgement by asking them how they feel, especially when they instantly shift into that thinking positive place, rather than allowing those painful feelings the space and surface they need to be validated. Reflecting back to our clients how resentment and anger affects life by considering the toll it takes on their physical health, their own mental health, and their emotional regulation ability. Finding empathy for the other individual is sometimes helpful and often very difficult to do. But why have they hurt others? There's that saying, you know, hurt people hurt people, and it's very true. Most people who inflict pain on others have their own trauma or abuse that they've dealt with. Not knowing any other way to behave or treat others is often the case. This doesn't mean that we're excusing their behavior, but understanding that everyone has their own struggles and reasons for their actions can be really beneficial. We need to understand and stress to our clients that forgiveness is a conscious choice. We need to decide to forgive ourselves or others with a personal commitment to release the negative emotions and move into healing. Forgiveness can be verbal, in the form of a letter, journaling, or just in our mind. It can be through meditations with visual aspects or the five senses, or it can just be a felt sense. I often share with my clients the Zen parable that teaches a lesson about letting go of unnecessary burdens. It's the story of the two monks. Have you heard it? Two monks, an elder one and a younger one, are traveling together. At one point, they come to a river with a strong current. As they prepare to cross the river, they see a young woman standing at the edge, and she's unable to cross the river on her own. The young woman asks them for help, but the monks have taken vows not to touch a woman or to speak. Despite this, the older monk decides to help. He picks her up, carries her across the river, and sets her down on the other side. The young woman says thank you, and he responds that she is welcome. Then the two monks continue on their journey. The younger monk is so upset. He's silent for the rest of the walk, but he keeps spiraling in his mind about what the older monk did. He can't believe that the older monk broke his vows, and he feels a sense of betrayal, and he's judging, and he's critical, and his thoughts just continue to whirl on what the older monk has done. Hours pass. They walk all day, and he just grows angrier and angrier that the old monk had broken the vows that he holds so true. And then he can no longer contain his frustration, and he speaks. He says, "Why did you carry that woman across the river? You spoke to her. You broke our vows. We have taken those vows together to not touch a woman or to speak." And the older monk, he looks at the younger monk and he shakes his head and he says, "I set that woman down on the other side of the river hours ago. I spoke miles and miles ago. I have not thought of this act again. Why do you still carry what I did?" So the parable, it's amazing. It highlights the importance of letting go of anger, resentment, and unnecessary burdens. When we hold all that emotion, we're holding other people's mistakes. The older monk physically carried the woman across the river, and he spoke out loud. But once he set her down, he also mentally released his own attachment to the act. The younger monk, on the other hand, did not touch the woman, and did not speak to her, but continued to carry that burden of anger and judgment all along their journey. In our own lives, we often hold on to past events, to grievances and negative emotions, carrying them with us long after they should have been let go. So this story, the Buddhist story, it encourages us to practice mindfulness and to release those mental burdens to achieve peace and clarity. We are not our mistakes, and we are not other people's mistakes. So why should we carry the emotional attachment to them? The story holds the law of divine oneness by recognizing that our actions and thoughts are all interconnected. Holding on to anger affects not just our well-being, but also our interactions with others. It uses the law of vibration in action by understanding that negative emotions lower our vibrational frequency, while letting go and practicing forgiveness raises it, promoting overall well-being, leaving space for gratitude, authenticity, and positive emotions like joy. The law of polarity also acknowledges that while negative experiences exist, their opposites, such as peace and forgiveness, are also available to us. In the law of rhythm, we embrace the natural flow of life, understanding that holding on to past grievances disrupts our natural rhythm and harmony. By letting go of unnecessary burdens, we align ourselves with these universal principles and foster a sense of peace, harmony, and emotional freedom. It supports positive growth, flexibility, and the ability to reach our goals and be our best potential. So I love to integrate Ho'oponopono with my clients. I often give it to them as a homework practice when I see the need for forgiveness in their life. Ho'oponopono is an ancient Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness. The term Ho'oponopono translates to make it right, or to correct. It's a simple yet powerful tool that helps clear negativity and bring peace into our minds and hearts. It's gotten very popular over the past number of years. There are even workshops you can take on it. But if you go on YouTube, there's tons of different meditations for Ho'oponopono. And if you Google it, you'll find all sorts of descriptions about it. But at its core, Ho'oponopono is about taking full responsibility for our lives. It might seem kind of daunting, but it aligns beautifully with the universal principle of divine oneness. We're all connected, and by healing ourselves, we contribute to the healing of the collective. It has a root in self-love and allowing ourselves to find self-compassion for our mistakes and accept ourselves where we are at so that we can get to where we need to be. But it's also just a practice that can be used on others. So, there are four phrases in Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you. Each phrase carries a deep meaning and purpose. So I'm sorry is about acknowledging and taking responsibility for any harm or negativity that you've contributed to, knowingly or unknowingly. I'm sorry is a recognition of our interconnectedness and our part in the larger web of life. When we say I'm sorry, it's for us, not for the other person. Just remember that. So it's showing that we are taking responsibility, and it's up to the other person for forgiveness. Please forgive me is where we ask for forgiveness, not just from others, but from ourselves. So this aligns with the law of correspondence. How we treat ourselves reflects outwardly, influencing how we interact with the world. And then there's thank you. This is gratitude as a full, powerful force. By expressing our thanks, we align with the law of vibration, raising our energy and creating a positive ripple effect. It's gratitude in motion. And then there's the I love you. Love is one of the highest vibrations. It embodies the law of divine oneness and the law of attraction. When we express love, we attract more love into our lives and promote healing on a deep spiritual level. Forgiveness is the cornerstone of mental and emotional well-being. Let's explore how it ties into some other key universal principles. So first, as I've mentioned, there's the law of vibration. Every thought and emotion we hold carries a vibrational frequency. Negative feelings like anger and resentment vibrate at lower frequencies and can weigh us down. Forgiveness, on the other hand, raises our vibration and promotes a feeling of peace and love. The law of polarity teaches us that everything has its opposite. So, by experiencing and understanding the depths of our pain, we can better appreciate the highs of our life and the joy of our journey. Forgiveness allows us to transcend the negative and move towards the positive. And then there's the law of rhythm, which reminds us that life is cyclical. Our emotions go through cycles just like everything else. So by practicing forgiveness, we can break negative cycles and create healthier emotional rhythms. So, how do we incorporate Ho'oponopono into our daily lives? We can find a quiet space to create a calm environment where you can reflect without interruptions. Set an intention by focusing on a specific situation or relationship where you seek healing and forgiveness. Repeat the phrases slowly and mindfully. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Feeling the meaning of each word deeply and intentionally. It's helpful to visualize healing, such as imagining the situation or person enveloped in the light and love, visualizing the negative energy dissolving and being replaced with peace. I have done one meditation where I will have the person that we want to send forgiveness to walk out on a stage in front of us and visualize a color, whatever color you want. Usually I use pink because it's loving, flowing from us to them as we repeat the mantra over and over again. So this can be practiced regularly. It can even be made into a daily practice. I have a lot of clients that struggle with their intimate relationship, and when they're having feelings of resentment, I have them repeat it in their mind just to calm down in the moment rather than begin an argument. Or if there's someone who's very self-critical, whenever they hear that negative self-talk, to repeat the verses over and over. The more consistently that we engage with it, the more profound the impact can be. Embracing Ho'oponopono helps us extend the same compassion and forgiveness to ourselves as we do to others. This practice aligns with the law of compensation, reminding us that energy we put into healing ourselves returns to us in multitude. Forgiving ourselves can be challenging, but it's also liberating. It allows us to let go of the guilt, the shame, and it paves a way for self-love and acceptance. Remember, you are all deserving of forgiveness and peace, as is everyone else. So my Ho'oponopono story, I took a course in neuro-linguistic programming, and the man that did the course, Dr. Matt, he's from Hawaii, and he taught us Ho'oponopono in a meditation and with a chant. And it was so powerful that I took it home with me and I wrote letters to all the people in my life that I felt I needed to have forgiveness for, including myself. And then I practiced Ho'oponopono on a daily basis with these different people. One of those people was my boyfriend in my 20s, who I held so much resentment for because I had felt so unlovable back then, and the toxicity of our relationship made that compound onto me. So I took it on like it was him to blame. It wasn't really him to blame. He was in his own space. So I did the forgiveness Ho'oponopono for him and for myself at the time. Now, I was also working on myself a great deal. I had manifested my own physical health. So I was taking all these supplements and vitamins. I'd lost weight. I was exercising regularly. I was in pretty good state. And forgiveness just came naturally at that time. Well, it was like maybe a week after doing Ho'oponopono and the forgiveness ritual for this man that I began to wonder who he is. So I kind of blame Ho'oponopono on the fact that I have my daughter, because shortly after us hooking back up, I ended up pregnant. And I had been told my entire life that I would never have a child. Anyway, she's 10. She's happy. We are happy as well. And life has a funny way of working out that way. What I'm saying is forgiveness is very powerful. Forgiving yourself, finding powerful healing. I learned to love myself through Ho'oponopono and using it on myself. And I don't think I could have been a mother, or at least not as good of a mother before. I raised a daughter and she's 30, so she's quite an age difference. And I was a baby myself and I was a broken bird. And I realized all the mistakes that I made back then. But I've also forgiven myself for all those mistakes. And I think it makes me such an amazing mother because I'm able to find that love and the self-confidence and my self-esteem. So Ho'oponopono is a profound practice and it aligns with all the universal principles to guide through our existence and our journey. By embracing forgiveness of others and ourselves, we can transform our lives, elevate our vibrations, and it contributes to a more harmonious world overall. Remember, healing is a journey. So being patient and compassionate with ourselves, with others that we're working with, and have the power to create positive change through simple yet powerful acts of forgiveness. Until next time, take care, stay mindful, keep embracing the healing journey for yourself and others, and try some forgiveness in your life daily. Manifestation therapy, be your best potential. Don't forget to like and share. Contact me if you want to talk, have a question, or are seeking some supervision or coaching. I'm always here.